It's Monday, August 3rd. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Two groups with opposing views on immigration hosted events Saturday in central Indiana. Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita is suing the Town Council of Merrillville for claims local officials are interfering with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement operations. And more than 50 acres of land will be added to the Martin State Forest in Greene County in southern Indiana. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Two groups with opposing views on immigration hosted events Saturday in central Indiana. WFYI's Samantha Horton reports one was a private rally in support of mass deportation. The other was open to the public and showed solidarity with immigrants.
No hate, no fear.
About 1,000 people came out to the Hoosier Hospitality March and Vigil, organized by Fishers Resist and several other groups. Residents, elected officials, and community and religious leaders gathered to voice their support for immigrant neighbors. Fishers Resist founder Julie Roberts says she was proud to see the turnout.
I think the majority of Fishers does not believe in hate, and they are living next to people who are not from this country. And it's their neighbors who are being kidnapped.
The pro-mass deportation rally, hosted by Save Heritage Indiana and headlined by former Border Patrol leader Greg Bovino, was planned for Fishers, but reports show it was relocated. I'm Samantha Horton in Fishers.
Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita is suing the Town Council of Merrillville for claims local officials are interfering with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement operations. WFYI's Samantha Horton reports the lawsuit is the first to put the state's most recently enacted immigration law to the test.
The 23-page court filing cites the Fairness Act that prohibits local government, schools, and law enforcement from impeding ICE operations. The lawsuit lists two Merrillville property owners that Rokita claims town officials thwarted by blocking potential sites of facilities to use for ICE detention. Another real estate firm, Crow Holdings, that built warehouses locally was contacted by the Attorney General's office. Counselor Sean Pettit says he will reach out for answers.
Find out why is the Attorney General sending a certified letter to Crow Holdings. As you might know, Building 4 is still empty out at Silos at Sanders Farm. And so we still need to keep an eye on this situation.
Merrillville Town Council passed the resolution opposing a conversion of existing industrial warehouses for detaining people, with concerns about using buildings not intended for human occupation. I'm Samantha Horton in Indianapolis.
The council did consider rescinding the resolution, but tabled it for later consideration. The Indiana Senate's top Republican leader, Roderick Bray, says he will not seek re-election to lead the chamber. WFYI's Zach Castle reports the move comes 8 months after Bray presided over a failed effort to redraw Indiana's congressional districts.
Bray says his 8 years as president pro tem are among, quote, the most significant honors of my life. But when President Donald Trump pushed for new congressional maps in Indiana, Bray said redistricting was not right for the state and voted against it. That earned him the president's ire and made him the focus of a pressure campaign. Bray's office says he will not seek re-election to the role because his supporters would be targeted for defeat in primary elections. He says he's proud of what he accomplished, including reducing taxes, education reform, and the state's abortion ban. Bray will remain in the role until the Senate selects a replacement in November. The Martinsville senator's term doesn't end until 2028. I'm Zach Castle in Indianapolis.
More than 50 acres of land will be added to the Martin State Forest in Greene County in southern Indiana. As WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, the expansion is part of a continued effort by Governor Mike Braun to grow state forests.
Officials with the Department of Natural Resources say Braun has added over 1,000 acres of land to the state's forests. That's close to half of what Eric Holcomb did during his entire 8 years as governor. John Seaford is with the Indiana DNR. He says the roughly $300,000 acquisition for Martin State Forest was funded almost entirely by the Benjamin Harrison Conservation Fund, which is supported through the purchase of blue license plates.
Certain percentage of that license plate cost goes back to the Department of Natural Resources. And then that money is divided across a number of the landholding divisions.
In a statement on the Martin State Forest's addition, Braun said, quote, "Preserving Indiana's natural places is a priority." I'm Ben Thorpe in Indianapolis.
And now a look at the events of the week. If you are looking to learn something new this week, explore Natural Histories, 400 Years of Scientific Illustration at Science Central, featuring stunning reproductions from the American Museum of Natural History's rare book collection. If you are in the mood for live music, head to the Allen County Public Library's Music on the Plaza Tuesday night to hear the Fort Wayne Funk Orchestra for free. If you're looking to shop local, stop by the downtown Fort Wayne Night Market at Hop River Brewing on Wednesday from 4 to 8 for food, live music, and vendors like Little Scorpion Market. If you're craving a dinner outdoors, grab a blanket and head to Packard Park Wednesday evening for Bravas, food trucks, and local shopping. If you're a K-pop fan, wrap up the week Thursday night at Daiji Korean Barbecue with a listening party for Stray Kids' new album, This and That. If you're looking for a unique Friday night out, visit the Fort Wayne Zoo for Rock and Roar. Grab a drink, explore the zoo after hours, and enjoy live music from the Sweetwater All-Stars. Just remember, it's a 21 and over event. If you're an art lover, make your way to Riverside Gardens Park on Saturday for Bloomfest, featuring more than 150 local artists, live music, food trucks, and family-friendly activities. And if you're ready to celebrate culture and community, head to Headwaters Park on Saturday for Fiesta Fort Wayne, with authentic Latino cuisine, live music, folkloric dancing, games, and cultural experiences for all ages. More news in a moment.
Support for WBOI comes from Heartland Sings, presenting their summer season, performing family-friendly music at Fort Wayne Parks, Sundays at 3 p.m. Heartland Sings, changing lives through song. Details at heartlandsings.org/events.
Here's what to know for today. A new report shows the average wage needed for Hoosiers to comfortably rent a two-bedroom apartment continues to climb. Indiana is expanding access to GLP-1s, the diabetes and weight loss medications, to members of the state's Medicaid program. And Gen Con, the largest tabletop gaming convention in North America, returned to Indianapolis over the weekend. That's Who and What for Monday, August 3rd. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbruck. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.